This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
At 8:39, we get to wrap up the week talking about music, and we get to head to, I just like saying the word Okahanya. It rolls so nicely off the tongue, out there in Namibia, to spend some time with Janneke Kok. Janneke, good morning. Lekker hanging out. Trust you are well.
Good morning, Brett. Yes, we are well. In a rainy Okahanya.
Oh, really? Is it normal for the time of year for the rain?
Yes, it's rainy season, but it's been extremely this year, so we were really, really grateful.
Yeah, that is so good. Makes me suddenly look up and see the title of the song you're singing, and knowing we desperately need rain in South Africa as well, parts here where it's been so dry. And read an article in the paper of a lady, one of the farm workers on her farm came out and said to her, it's raining. She said she just got out the shower. She still had the towel in her hair and she had a red nightie on and she sprinted out across the farm to go and see the water for herself because she couldn't believe it. So God is doing beautiful things exactly where we need it.
Yes. Yes, you're praying for the rain to come to South Africa as well.
Yeah, thanks. We love that. The last time we chatted, there was Afrikaans music. Now you're singing in English. Just what's been on your heart? Any reason for choosing to go with English music?
Not particularly. My Bible is in English, mm-hmm. so I read in English. So most of my songs are actually in English, but sometimes they come to me in Afrikaans. So, yeah, it depends on how the Holy Spirit leads me in what language.
Well, let's not tell everybody. I mean, languages are your thing. We can hear a bit of a Dutch accent there in the background. Well, that's where you come from originally. So now bring in Afrikaans and English, and that's not the only languages you speak. Language is quite your thing.
Yes. I love languages. Languages are also the way to really get to know people. I think if you know a language, then you understand so much more about the people because the way certain things are said just, it's different in every language. There goes my English. It's so fascinating. Yeah. It's actually, I find it fascinating. Yeah.
So maybe we'll see, hear some music in other languages, go back to some Dutch and maybe some of the other languages you speak. Let's chat around Psalm 90 because we often focus on Psalm 91 and so we should, but you touching on Psalm 90 as well when it comes to this new song of yours, Strong Arms, but this is not just out of the word, this is from the word and your experiences.
Yes, that's right. So my earliest experience with Psalm 90 and Psalm 91 comes from my childhood with New Year's Eve. Before 12 o'clock, my grandfather used to read Psalm 90. And then after 12, we would read Psalm 91, and we carried on that tradition for quite a long time. So, it's always been special to me.
If you don't mind me talking about it, also some struggles that you've had in the area of mental health, and I know it's something that you're comfortable talking about, but also the benefit of the beauty and the support of these verses that you've just spoken about, all these chapters in the Bible, serving you well also when you've had some struggles, as many of our listeners might have.
Yes. In my early 20s, when I moved to Namibia, it's been, quite a, it's a shock to the system to move to a different country and you don't have your support system. And, so I went through some times of, that I was down, but it was not that I would be alarmed or think anything of it. But then after the birth of my children, I got really heavy postnatal depression. And again, it's like it's a normal thing. A lot of women go through that. But when I went through that a third time and I was counting my children, I have like one, two, I don't have a third child. And I'm going through this again and needing medication and everything. Something just snapped. I think this is not normal. This is not from God. This is not how I as a Christian should go through life. And then, yeah, I came across, yeah, our pastor's wife gave me a book that really helped me. Healing comes from the sanctification of the heart. And it really made me aware how much my thought life was, not well. And I started becoming aware of how I was thinking and how fearful my thoughts all the time were, actually for years and years already. So when then a big thing happens, it's like your whole system falls, can't handle it.
Yeah.
And then I started realizing, God says in his word, do not murder, do not sin, do not do this, do not fear. And I was thinking, what's the difference if he tells me not to murder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's an extreme one. But and if he says, do not fear, it's a command. And I'm not obeying that command. I'm not living according to it. So then I really started to work on my thought life. And a lot of verses that I took out of the Bible that I had to stand upon and really fight. And I mean, in the beginning, it was 100 times a day that I would have to go to
wow.
back to those verses. But later on it started changing my thought processes. And I haven't been needing any medication or haven't been falling back into depression for years now. So yeah.
Wow, that's so encouraging. Yannicka, early this morning, I was reading out of 1 Timothy 1, and Paul was sharing some wisdom with Timothy. One of the things he was saying is he's grateful to the Lord who granted him the strength and made him able to do the work that he's called him to do, even though he was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor, and he was a violent aggressor. But he said he was living in a place of ignorance and unbelief. So it made me think that he was only able to fulfill his ministry so powerfully because he had been actually in opposition to it, because it was his greatest area of brokenness. It became his greatest area of calling on his life. It made me think about that's kind of where we are as well, just with you. You've experienced these things. So when you speak to people about depression, perhaps, or issues you can have in areas of your mental health when it comes to being a mom, you know, then suddenly it's like, that's not a great place for you to have been to, but you overcame it by the grace of God. And then others who are in that space, you're able to sow into their lives, and they will listen to what Yannicka has to say because you've been there and you've done that. And by the grace of God, you've come through on the other side. And you can even guide your own kids with that same wisdom.
Yes, yes, definitely. There's a lot of compassion for people that have to go through that. And I know what the works it takes.
So now all of these things that have happened in your life, plus the two Psalms 90 and Psalm 91, bringing them all together, your own life experiences, the challenges, the victories, and now you're releasing it in a song form. I like that. I guess for a musician like you, that's the best way to express yourself.
Yes, I read this morning in Psalm 119, David, that says, I put your life statutes to music. And that's basically also, I put the scripture that's meant a lot to me, I put it to music, because what better way to remember it when it's on a song? And it can, because I kind of struggle to remember scripture and to recite it, but if it's on a song and on a melody, it's so much more powerful. It's so much easier to remember and come back to you in times when you need it. And that's why I also wrote this song, because it was for my daughter that she went through a very, very hard time. Her friend got killed in a car accident, and after that, she was really struggling with fear. And me and my husband had been ministering to her and ministering to her. And Psalm 91, especially, it also been one of the psalms that we ministered to her. And I said, I'm just going to put it on song, because that she can remember it, that it can stick with her. Yeah.
We love that. Serving your family and serving us, because I'm going to play that song for you in a moment. Yannicka, thanks for this beautiful song. I know it's going to be, I'm trusting that it's going to do what you hope that it will do, and that's to offer people who are facing challenges to know that God cares, that He offers protection and companionship, and may our listeners be blessed by your song. For those who listen to your music and say, "Yo, nou, dis vir my nou 'n pragtige liedjie," is daar nog, Yannicka, where can we find your other music?
Definitely, there are two songs out already. One with our band C2 Song, it's "Let's Go Out," and then I've got the song "Ek Kies." But there's, yeah, it's on available on all social media platforms. But yeah, I'm definitely busy recording more. I have 18 years of material now that can be released. So yeah, I'm busy with that.
Good. The world needs to hear it. Now just the opportunity for you to let it out. That's Yannicka Koch, living out there in Namibia and Okahanya. Thanks for your time this morning. All the best for being a mom, a wife, a dance teacher, a singer. Your hands are full and your feet are busy too. And we wish you well. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Yannicka. Have a wonderful day and a super weekend. Enjoy the rain, and we're going to enjoy your music.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. That's Yannicka Koch, all the way from Namibia. And here's that song. And I'll greet you on the other side of this. It's called "Strong Arms."
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.